1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media
ABC
app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Russia launching its first drone strike on Kyiv in nearly 2 weeks, with Ukraine saying it was unsuccessful, claiming that all the drones were detected and shot down. Meanwhile, Ukraine's counteroffensive appears to be showing signs of progress, but Ukrainian officials and U.S. officials say gains will be hard-fought and slow to come by.
Ukrainian commanders here say that this part of the counteroffensive is about wearing down Russian troops, and they say that, crucially, Ukraine has still not engaged the majority of its own forces for the counteroffensive.
That's ABC's Patrick Reivel. Authorities in Washington, D.C. looking for a suspect who they say threw explosives into multiple stores in the city's northeast. No one was hurt. The Israeli military sending a large-scale raid into a stronghold of militants in the occupied West Bank early Monday. Officials say 3 Palestinians killed. The search continues for suspects in a mass shooting in Baltimore early Sunday. 2 people killed and 28 wounded. A motive for the shooting not known. This is ABC News. A new industry cropping up in Japan. Experts who will help you quit your job. ABC's Chuck Sievertson says it's a reaction to Japan's culture where loyalty is valued and giving notice can be stressful.
Last year, advising 13,000 people on how to resign from their jobs, a Tokyo company, TRK, that charges the equivalent of 208 American bucks. It says many Japanese stay in jobs even when unhappy, feeling as if they're sacrificing their lives for greater good. The Japanese word for that being kamikaze. In many cases, bosses use pressure if they're shorthanded and sometimes refuse to let a worker leave. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
A tornado that struck near a town in the Canadian province of Alberta wrecked homes and killed livestock, but caused no serious injuries, according to officials. Authorities say the twister was between a half mile and a mile wide and struck about 140 miles south of Edmonton. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
It feels like they're trying to pit the teachers against the parents, and all of us can come together to say, look, stop trying to, you know, divide and conquer and work with us. And they're still trying to hide and say, well, the JFC cut it. There's nothing I can do. Yes, there is. You can vote for the amendment to continue child care counts.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at SoundItOutTogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
ABC News, I'm Mark